Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. It's time to do another new and recent releases program, spotlighting some of the very latest efforts from the world of film and television music. We'll begin with music from a recently released low-budget film directed by Don Coscarelli, John Dies at the End, a comedy, fantasy, horror, science fiction hybrid of sorts, which stars Chase Williamson, Rob Mays, Clancy Brown, and Paul Giamatti. The music is by composer Brian Tyler, who previously collaborated with Coscarelli on Bubba Hotep, and the music in this case is a bit subtler than his music for that film. It's more ambient in places, but still has some memorable thematic ideas scattered throughout. Let's take a listen to a suite of music from John Dies at the End. Enjoy. music by Brian Tyler, written for John Dies at the End. In recent years, composer George Fenton has been doing some fine work on exceptional BBC nature documentaries like The Blue Planet, Planet Earth, and Life. These are all truly stunning achievements. And not long ago, Fenton delivered another fine score for Frozen Planet, which of course takes a look at nature in some of life's coldest regions. The music is fantastic from start to finish. So many different compelling thematic ideas, so many beautiful melodies written for so many different creatures and regions of the world. Let's take a listen now to a few brief selections from George Fenton's Frozen Planet. Enjoy.
Thank you.
music by George Fenton, written for Frozen Planet. Though John McTiernan's original Die Hard remains an action movie classic, the series has struggled to recapture that magic in the years since. All of the sequels range from mediocre to modestly entertaining, but none has come close to matching the original. The latest installment in the series, memorably entitled A Good Day to Die Hard, received some particularly negative reviews from critics. The music for the first three films was provided by composer Michael Kamen, though his contributions were generally less memorable than the use of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. In fairness, almost everything is less memorable than Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Composer Marco Beltrami scored the fourth Die Hard flick, and has now returned for the fifth, delivering what might just be the most engaging score the franchise has received to date. Inventive and energetic, its music, which actually has quite a personality for a change. Let's take a listen. Thank you. listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. In the years since her Oscar win, actress Halle Berry has struggled to find high-quality roles. That's evidenced once again by the fact that she's starring in The Call, a horror thriller from director Brad Anderson. The score is provided by the versatile John Debney, who tends to work on lighter films, but has certainly scored his share of horror movies in the past. Dream House, I Know What You Did Last Summer, and The Relic are among his credits. His score for The Call is more or less as anonymous as it's possible for a horror score in the present day to be. It sounds like pretty much every one of these scores seem to sound, and doesn't do a whole lot to distinguish itself. Still, maybe you'll hear something I'm not. Here's music for The Call. music from The Call, written by John Debney. Indie director Harmony Korine tends to be one of those love-him-or-hate-him kind of guys. Whatever you may think of his movies, they're consistently strange and memorable. I still recall the scene in Korine's Julian Donkey Boy, in which Werner Herzog dances to bluegrass music while wearing a gas mask. Korine's latest is Spring Breakers, which stars such magazine-friendly faces as James Franco, Vanessa Hudgens, and Selena Gomez. The soundtrack fuses the music of Cliff Martinez, Skrillex, and Ellie Goulding, among others. It's certainly an eclectic mix. Let's take a listen to some music from that film.
I had a way then, losing it all on my own. I had a heart then, but the queen has been overthrown. And I'm not sleeping now, the dark is too hard to beat. And I'm not keeping now, the strength I need to push me. You show the lights that stop me, turn to stone. You shine me when I'm alone. And so I tell myself that I'll be strong. And dreaming when they're gone, cause they're calling, calling, calling me home. Calling, calling, calling home. You show the lights that stop me, turn to stone. You shine me when I'm alone. Voices I play within my head, touch my own skin and hope they'll still be there. And I think back to when my brother and my sister slept in another place, the only time I feel safe.
Show the lights that stop me, turn to stone. You shine me when I'm alone. And so I tell myself that I'll be strong. And dreaming when they're gone, cause they're calling, calling, calling me home. Calling, calling, calling home. You show the lights that stop me, turn to stone. You shine me.
It's music from Cliff Martinez, Skrillex, and Ellie Goulding, written for Spring Breakers. Not so long ago, it seemed as if composer Danny Elfman and director Sam Raimi, who had been collaborators for decades, might never work together again. Elfman stated that he had a miserable time working with Raimi on Spider-Man 2, and vowed that he would rather go back to waiting tables than repeat that experience. As such, composer Christopher Young replaced Elfman on Spider-Man 3 and also wrote an exceptional score for Raimi's Drag Me to Hell. However, Elfman and Raimi seemingly patched things up at long last, as Elfman has returned to provide a score for Raimi's Oz the Great and Powerful. While the film itself, which stars James Franco as a young version of The Wizard of Oz, received mixed reviews, the score is another winner from Elfman in the vein of his work on the remakes of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Alice in Wonderland. We'll conclude today's program by taking a listen to some of Danny Elfman's music from Oz the Great and Powerful. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later. Thank you.